Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates. This will be the NFC South preview for the 25-26 season. Rob is next to me, our co-host for Gridiron Updates. Rob, what's up?
Not much, Tyler. Just watching some football, getting ready for...
Watching some football. Yes. Wearing Harrison Smith jerseys, you know.
I'm legend. I'm ready for it all. I'm ready to talk about the... NFC South here.
A little NFC South.
Dirty Birds. Is that where we're going? Starting off?
Yeah, we will. We will. Kev, thanks for getting everything done for us here behind the cameras.
The main man.
As always, making sure you guys can hear us. Yeah, let's start it off. Let's start it off with the Atlanta Falcons. What was their record last year, Rob?
8-9.
8-9.
A little below 500. They had a chip and a chair to get into the playoffs when they did the Michael Penix switch from Kirko. So I think they lost their last two games to not make the playoffs. But it's a new era. They have Michael Penix. Got a couple games in last year. Looked pretty decent. Arguably probably a top five running back in the league with B.J. Robinson.
Bijan. Yes.
I wrote B.J.
Beast.
In here.
So Beast.
Abbreviating. Then my boy.
Wait, did you say top five running back?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
And then my fantasy football star receiver, Drake London. Excellent year last year, and I'm hoping for even a bigger year this year. Coming off, this is third year, I think? I think this got to be his third.
Yeah, dang, it might be already.
And then Mr. Pitts.
I thought he would be possibly traded this offseason, honestly.
Yeah, it kind of
was tracking that way. He is not. So here he is, hoping for bigger things. Maybe having more time with Penix, they can develop a better timing.
Or is he just not that good? I mean, you think look at Brock Bauer. Is Brock Bauer at college? If you compare their tapes, are they massively different?
I very rarely compare college tapes, but probably should.
Don't do it. You don't do it. You get yelled at.
Don't do it, or you get yelled at. Yeah, you know, not everybody should have a podcast. Yeah. let's see. Kyle Pitts and Brock Bowers. I mean, no, they're not the same player. Where did Kyle Pitts come out of again?
Florida.
Florida.
He was, I think, number eighth overall.
Well, you know what? They did use him a lot down there in Florida, too.
It just hasn't seemed like it's ever, you know, his rookie season, I think, was kind of about the same as all the rest of them.
I mean, I guess
without looking the
numbers.
His
rookie season was outstanding. I mean, over 1,000 yards as a rookie, that's pretty solid. Only one touchdown.
His best year,
you know, his
though.
Touchdown numbers have gone up since then, but, you know, got injured in 2022, and then since then... Yeah. Just hasn't
47 and 600 yards with four touchdowns out of a top 10 draft pick. I mean,
this is kind of a prove it year for him.
I would agree.
This is kind of a prove it year for him.
Kyle Pitts, this is your prove it year.
You taking him in fantasy?
No, I'm staying away from him like the plague, actually. There's so many good tight ends in the NFL. I don't think he's even in the top 10 for tight ends. Maybe even fantasy-wise. But there's been so many good tight ends that have came out in the last 3 years. So, O-line, number one last year. They're best in sacks, not giving them up. So, that's a bonus. So, Penix, I think...
Didn't they lose their center?
Yeah, Dahlman. They went to the Bears?
Yep. Yeah, the Bears. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The Bears stack O line.
And then I got them at 9-8. So where are you at with them? What do you think of the D?
I got the Atlanta Falcons at 7-10, which I don't think I'm giving them enough credit, to be honest with you. I think that offense is outstanding. I mean, Bijan's a force. Good luck trying to stop that guy. Michael Penix, you know, day one starter now at this point. This is his team to lead. I'm curious, you know, just to see how they get off the ground running. Because they got a home game to start, I believe.
Ooh, I don't think I wrote that down.
Let's see. Yeah, at home against Tampa Bay, that's a tough game. But, you know, first game of the season, maybe you could come out and surprise surprise them. Like, I personally had the Vikings losing their opener to the Bears just for the sake of my picks, and I hope they don't that.
You're going to start off the season
There's going to be weird week one L's.
Well, for sure they're always. You.
Just because, like, not everybody's just going to – it's not –
No, not everything's down.
Running like a well-oiled machine.
And defense usually kind of dominates week one, you know, unless the defense sucks.
So, okay, you asked me about Atlanta's defense.
Yes.
I'm concerned about their corners right now. Right now, I don't know. Mike Hughes is – we'll see what he can give them.
He got cut.
Did he? Right now, he's still listed as their number one corner.
Or is he in the pub? I saw his name
was
that today.
Like recent? Oh, it was today.
Well,
they can't lose nobody else. No, I don't know.
I thought I saw his name.
But you do have Jesse Bates still back there at safety. Yeah. I kind of feel like he took a small step back last year.
He did.
You know, so
That whole defense, I think, took a step back.
There's another safety in the NFC South that took a step back last year as well that I don't want to hate on. Yeah, 100%. unfortunately, and I love, you know, Schema. Love Winfield, but.
Got to call it all you see it, you know?
I don't know. We'll see.
It is what it is.
We'll see. I got them at 7-10. They could be on that bubble of a playoff, which might only be 9 wins for the NFC this year.
In that
division. You get to 9 wins in general. You might be flirting with a wild card, or at least in the mix. So, but they could absolutely get there. I don't have them doing it. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel like you're saying a 9 and or 10 wins probably really gets you in, because I feel like almost all majority of my teams, I would say 2/3 of them, are between 7-10 and 11-6.
It's just tough. I feel like it's going to be, other than a couple teams, it's going to be fairly even matchups. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's going to be a great season.
Yeah. They got Walker from Georgia, that, you know, edge rusher, linebacker.
Great addition.
Great addition. They had two first round
draft. Something happened to him in camp? No.
I didn't hear anything of it.
I hope not.
Yeah, James Pierce from Tennessee. So two first rounders they spent on, and he's a straight edge rusher. They got Leo Floyd from San Francisco. We'll talk about San Francisco later, but they lost like 8 starters.
San Fran.
So yeah, they gave up a lot of yards. New DC in Atlanta. So I didn't catch his name, but I think,
I can't remember.
9-8, that's where they're at.
All right, fair enough. Let's move to the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers. Where did they finish last year?
They finished 5-12.
5-12. That is exactly where I have them finishing this year.
Exactly. Well, I'm 6-11, so kind of tag teaming on there. So definitely prove it year for Bryce Young.
I mean, last year was way better for him.
The second half.
He seemed to start finally getting into it a little bit. So I am curious to see if he can start the season that way.
They got some talent for him. They went and drafted talent.
They did draft some talent.
McMillan
was a great receiver. Yep. First receiver off the board, was he? I think he was. Yeah, McMillan, first receiver off the board. Outstanding receiver out of Arizona. They added Jimmy Horn late in the draft out of Colorado. So it will be curious to see what those guys can bring to it. Trevor Etienne following his brother into the NFL out of Georgia. So they are brothers, right? I don't want to say they're brothers if they're like cousins or something.
Ooh.
I feel like they're brothers, though. I really do. Dang it. Sorry. We're rolling. But you got Chuba Hubbard back there at running back. That's going to get it done. So, there's weapons, but I'm not too excited yet about the Panthers. You still got Jonathan Brooks. If that dude can ever recover from his injury, he was at, I think he was Texas.
Yeah, he was Texas. I think I heard again. I think he's out. Is he on the roster?
It's listed as out. I don't even want to open it right now because he was still recovering from last year.
Yeah, I don't think he's back from last year.
If he can ever recover from just injuries in general, because I think when he got drafted, he was injured. So I would love to see, because he was a potential Heisman candidate.
He was.
So I would love to see him
at the Williams
NFL level as well. What was that?
It reminded me of Ricky Williams with the dreads in Texas. Didn't he? Williams was Texas.
No.
Ricky Williams?
Oh, was he? Oh, you know what? Hold on.
I feel like
we got to look it up.
I'll talk about him while you're looking up. So defensively, They just
yeah,
got,
you're right. Yeah, yeah, Texas.
They got Derek Brown. He's a game changer, but he played one game last year. So
added Patrick Jones.
Yep.
Two of the Vikings edge guys, Patrick Jones and DJ Wonnum. But I don't know. It's underwhelming. Their defense is underwhelming for me. That's the biggest concern for the Panthers this year. Why they're going to go exactly 5-12 again.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what I'm not totally sold that second half of Bryce Young, as that's where we're at.
That's what I mean. We got to see how he comes out.
You know,
See how he comes out. Otherwise, could be quarterback for the Panthers.
Yeah, if he plays like the second half, I'll give him 8 wins.
If he plays like he did in the second half of last season, you'll give him 8 wins. Okay.
Well, I mean, I can see. I mean, I got him 6-11, so it's not a big stretch. So we'll sneak out a couple last minute drives and
close games.
Yeah, yeah. Make
competitive L's into wins.
Competitive
instead.
L's. So,
yeah.
Do we talk about J.C. Horn?
Go for it.
Oh, I saw his name on there. He's a stud.
For sure.
On the backside.
For sure. He's one of the glimmering lights of the few that there are on that defense.
But defensively, they stepped up. I mean, they spent a bunch of money on the, obviously, up in the front, front seven. So, you never know. New year, we'll see how it goes. So,
see how it goes. Let's move on to the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints.
God, I'm so excited to watch them play this year.
I bet you are. Yeah. Derek Carr retires. Their tackle, Ryan, I don't know how to say his last name. Ramczyk?
Something like right. that. I think you're right.
Retired.
That's never good.
So, outside of that, gosh, the Saints are just, they're in trouble, man. It's not going to be a very fun season to be a Saints fan, in my opinion. And I have them finishing, where did they finish last year first?
They were 5-12.
5-12. I have them finishing worse than that. Where is it here? I have them at 3-14.
God, I'm exactly the same on you.
Really?
You know, it's all for them is who's going to be their quarterback. Is it going to be Rattler?
Rattler was named the starter.
He was named, you know, the guy out of Louisville, Tyler Sog.
Shaw or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, does not look great.
So, I mean, they still got Kamara, Olave. I mean, he only played 8 games. He is like his 4th or 5th concussion he's had. So, I mean, you're starting to get to the point where you're like having 2 conversations, you know, like is football really worth it? So, and then Rashid only played 6 games. They did pick up the big tackle from Texas. Their line, both of their guards were hurt last year, so I think that their line's okay.
Because Banks is the tackle from Texas, right? Calvin Banks. So Fuaga, I think, is that how you say it? The right tackle. Mm-hmm. I think he was playing left tackle, but naturally I think he was a right tackle. So I'm curious to see if that'll help out as well, being able to draft a left tackle and move him back to his more natural
position. Spot,
yeah, so I'm kind of curious if that does anything there. You mentioned Olave, got to love him. Alvin Kamara, just steady Eddie back there.
Yeah, man, just keeps getting it done.
One of the best receiving backs in the league. So, you know,
68
I mean?
Catches again so last year.
It's just outstanding. Defensively, you know, Cameron Jordan feels like he's been there forever.
He's been there forever.
Starting to get up there in age. DeMario Davis. Kool-Aid McKinstry. I like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Kool-Aid's nice.
Who else we got back there? I actually like Julian
Honey
Blackman
Badger retired.
A lot. He did, yeah.
Yeah,
which was wild. Yeah. I did not see him retiring this year.
But then they signed Justin Reed from KC. But he didn't really have a good year last year. I think it's more the name. He had some good years, but last year was not his best year in KC. So, Cam Young. Remember, was he the first overall? Chase Young?
Chase Young. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he first overall? He was really high, though, out of Ohio State, right?
So, yeah, defensively, they need to be better against the run, and they need to get after the quarterback. They didn't give me any sacks last year. So, and then their offense just got to stay on the field, so the defense ain't on the field the whole time.
And just their quarterback situation. They're going to be the worst team in the league. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't see any way around it. Yeah, and it was nice adding.
Did you ever watch QB1, Spencer Rattler on there?
You mean, was it called QB1?
Yep.
Yeah, it was. The high school quarterback one?
Yeah.
And then he just magically, or something happened and he couldn't finish the season. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed.
I was not a fan of him on there.
You weren't?
No, no. Why no, not? No. Oh, just his aura. I'll okay, just leave it enough. At that. Okay. I'll leave it as aura.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So, well, he's getting another shot. We'll see if true, he can. He will see if he can capitalize on it. Like
he's
I said,
in the
named,
NFL.
Named as the starter the other day, I think yesterday or something. So, we'll see. I don't see him getting above 3 wins.
No,
unfortunately. So, sorry, Saints fans.
Does that give him Archie then next year? Archie Manning.
Is that where he wants to go?
Well, he'd be probably one of the. I don't know if he's. There's another quarterback.
Allegedly, he's staying anyway.
Oh, is he? There was another quarterback.
According to his grandfather.
Yeah, I haven't watched a ton of next year's draft yet, but just running through like you know the top projection, whatever like that. There was a couple quarterbacks right there, so I'm excited to watch them. They didn't play at the biggest schools, other than there was one the Penn State guy, Alder. Mm. So,
I don't know. I have not looked at too far into who could be coming out next year and yet. Yeah. But well, they're probably going to be drafting a quarterback. I don't think it's going to be Radler. I don't think it's going to be Shaw or whatever, who also was kind of a journeyman through his college mm-hmm. career, but worked his way up and played well at Louisville and seemed like he could do it. So who knows? Maybe he develops. We don't know. But at the moment, not looking good for the Saints. Let's move on to
your favorite team other than the Vikings.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm not a Buccaneers fan. I'm a Chargers fan. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a Buccaneers fan. I don't hate them. I like Baker Mayfield. But
I bet you he picks them on top of the division this year.
I bet you do, too. What is this? Are you kidding? NFC South. I absolutely have Tampa Bay going 11-6 and winning the NFC South with ease.
With ease?
With
they were 10-7 last year.
10-7 last year.
That's exactly where I have them again this year. Tough road schedule. They're one of those other teams, just all the tough games they play. They play on the road. So I think there's a couple games that they played at home. They probably could get to that 11-6 mark, but I feel like 10-7 is kind of where they're at.
I mean, they just have weapons. Bucky Irving's fun. Yeah, Mike Evans is
reliable.
Always seems to be an underrated and under-talked about receiver every single year. But always puts up numbers. I love the draft pick of Amika Buka.
I'm drafting him.
That dude's a beast.
I'm drafting him. And so hopefully nobody in my league is watching this.
Pairing him with Baker Mayfield, who likes to huck the ball, it's going to be kind of a high-powered offense. Throwing Kate Otten, who actually had a pretty solid solid year as well.
29 catches, 600 yards. That's really
also
solid.
Also, Co-Keefe.
Co-Keefe.
Schema.
There it is.
Tristan Wirfs. If he can come back healthy,
yeah,
one of the best tackles.
I had injury question mark next to his name on.
Yeah, for sure, he's got to come back healthy. But I mean, offensively, the team seems as scary as it needs to be.
Offensively,
to at least be competitive in the playoffs.
Ooh, you're that the competitor. I mean,
I think they could be competitive. I think their defense is. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I think their defense is definitely. Okay, you know, I mean, they were top 10 in the run, but they not against the pass. They struggled against the pass here. That's where they got to kind of step back. To your point earlier in the other episode, you were talking about your boy Antonio Winfield regressing last year.
I know, and I can't even believe I wanted to say that. Like, signed the big deal and kind of just a little bit. Let's see if he can take that step back forward a little bit this year. See if we can see Hassan Reddick actually play some football this year. Curious about that. Unless he sat out a good chunk of last season. Levante David, solid up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So they got enough. Vita Vea, you know, he's been there forever. So
did you say Reddick?
Yeah, Hassan Reddick. Wasn't he that Jets?
Yep.
So
yeah, they got a bunch of studs down there. You know, I mean, they blitz a ton too. A lot of sacks on defense. They just get after the ball.
It's a fun, exciting team. High energy. It's going to be. I don't know. There's something
new. OC.
I don't want to call them the Rams of last year, who kept giving us really tough games. Because I think the Rams of last year are going to be the Rams of this year, but win a lot of those games if they can stay healthy. We'll get into them in a minute.
Yep.
But I don't know. They seem like they could be that team that's going to – you can't really count them out. They're going to be annoying enough to just kind of be there every game.
Yeah, and they play probably in the worst NFC division.
Worst NFC division. Some of the worst conditions, though, sometimes down that way.
So early in the
during
season.
Football season. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah. It's, I don't know. We'll see. I have them winning the division, though.
Playoff I do
bound.
Yeah.
Playoff bound again.
Same as last year, you know? So, yeah, they'll be fun to watch. I'm excited. And they always have those sweet jerseys.
Are you the creamsicle ones?
Yeah.
You like those?
The white. No, the white and like the orange.
Yeah. Orange. You like the orange and white ones?
Yeah. It's not you? Not you?
Maybe. We'll discuss it.
All right.
Well, so, that's the NFC South. That's a wrap.
We both got the Bucks.
Both got the Bucks. And we both had the Lions. And we both had the Eagles. That's not exciting.
No.
And I bet we're both going to have the same team for the NFC West. Ooh. I guess. But I guess we'll find out.
We'll see. Better tune in.
Better tune in. Yeah, better tune in. Thanks for joining us on Gridiron Updates for the NFC South preview. Rob, thanks for being here, of course, our co-host here on Gridiron Updates.
Thank you for letting me be here.
You're allowed. Kev, behind the cameras, getting everything done for us, getting this uploaded to wherever you listen to the banner. Whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio.
All of them.
All of the choices and options. Mm-hmm.
Fall asleep to Tyler's voice.
Yep. Every night. Yes. I can whisper if you want. Anyway, yes. Let's get out of here. Wait. We have one more. See us in a little bit. Here we go.
Later.
Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.